it to a certain point where you can't take the Africa out of anything.
So you—that means you understand how your brother Wizkid feels, then.
I do understand what Wiz was saying, definitely. You know, I think he just expresses himself in a different way, because I think his fans love it when he does that.
Absolutely. People ask me where I get all my energy from the stage to the studio and to my desk. I am the energy god, and you can be one too.
You're listening to Adeshokpe Live, the Afrobeat podcast. Right.
Right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of Adeshokpe Live, the official Afrobeat podcast, where we break down the hottest topics in the culture. And sometimes, a lot of times, I'm joined by a superstar right next to me to break it down one-to-one. Now, if you haven't clicked the subscription button, do it now. Let's get the numbers up, because the bigger our platform gets, the better we're positioned to promote our own people without having to rely on others to promote us. Now, this is brought to you by the Energy God Energy Drink. Drink and be yourself. Stay energized. This is for us, by us. Remember that. Go to energygod.com to place your orders. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a special guest, superstar out of the west side of Africa, the Gold Coast, to be exact. They call the beautiful place Ghana. An African queen representing soul, R&B, Afro beats, Afro pop, jazz. Whatever you want to call it, this is my sister. E-F-Y, Ethers in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, thank you very much for the round of applause. We've got a queen all the way from Africa in the building. You look amazing.
Thank you.
You feel incredible.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I feel restored. I feel ready to, you know, give it my all and, you know, win. Absolutely. In my own way.
In your own way. Like I said to you before the camera started rolling, that this feels great for me being an FEF fan. Mm-hmm. I believe this is probably the most times I've seen you on the move. Mm-hmm. Consistently.
Yeah.
In a long time. Yeah. You were at the Rolling Coco Festival. You looked amazing, killed the show.
Thank you.
You flew to London. Yeah. You performed in London, went to other cities. Mm-hmm. You still got some more cities going back to America, mm-hmm. Atlanta, New York.
LA.
Come on, man. Round of applause, my sister. How does it feel being back on the road doing what you love, mm-hmm. and just being back there connecting with the fans?
For me, it's very, very exciting, especially now in these times, you know, when African music is at its highest point, you know, and definitely I believe that if I believe in what it is that I'm doing, I will be able to extend the energies out to whoever is listening to me, whoever is watching me, and whoever is accepting my sound. For me, also, it takes... the journey has been very exciting for me, because you would know that I've been through different phases of the journey. And this is the part where I am consistently going back to back, doing everything that I've wanted to do in the best way possible, which will now energize me to be able to like give my all, regardless of any platform that I am put on.
What is different now? What was missing before?
I think she was just, you know, waiting for something. Hmm. And it took a while to get it, because I've been through a lot of processes to get here. Different managements, different people controlling, people trying to decipher what it is that I should be instead of what it is that I already was and what it is that I've been. Hmm. So finding yourself is not easy. But when you finally get to that point, you know exactly what it is that you have to do to make the impact that you were meant to be for your purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, man, again, as an FEF fan, always people like me messaging you, like, when you coming, sis? What's going on? Kicking and screaming, like. And then we have the public critics that will be like, oh, FEF's not doing enough. Oh, FEF's not doing enough. What did it feel like, you know, personally, to be in your space trying to redefine yourself and find your position in this game?
Yeah.
And to watch people not understanding what you were going through.
It was it wasn't the best feeling, but I had to understand that there was a reason for everything that was happening the way it happened, so that it would not affect me too much mentally, because it did a little bit, knowing who I am and where I'm coming from. But I found strength in it, because I realized that I'm on a journey that is not going to be so easy. Yeah. First, I had to admit to myself that, okay, it's not going to be easy. So I have to actually take the reins and then handle the horse by myself, you know, because in the end, I'm the only one that knows what I am going through to be able to, like, exhibit what it is that everybody else is going to feel in the end.
Yeah.
So it took a minute, but it's like, for all of those things, anybody that's been great will tell you that they have these moments. You know, everybody that I look up to, from the greatest to even the young artists right now, it's like you have to go through a certain kind of, like, process to find yourself, to be able to, like, exhibit yourself in the best quality possible. The music, the mindset, the movements, you know, the connections, the negotiations.
Facts.
Right?
Negotiations.
The negotiations. Yeah. So it's like, for all of those things, I had to take my time and watch it and let it be what it is that I wanted it to be. And right now, it's exactly what it is that I want it to be. And that's how it's going to be from now on.
Absolutely.
So you're going to see me running my own shit. You feel
Come
me?
Come on! Quick moves.
And getting it in my own way. And everybody else is going to just have to accept that. And regardless, bro, once the mic is in my hand, who's going to stop me?
Nobody can touch that.
Nah.
Now, let's talk about identity. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to introduce you as a pop, soul, R&B, jazz, a little Afrobeats.
Right.
Identity, let's just say Afrobeats is in an identity crisis right now. We're going through it. Some of us don't know what we are. Some of us don't know how to define ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
To some of the youngins, the Gen Zs, if Effie is going to introduce herself, how would you categorize yourself musically?
I would definitely call myself an African artist, an African performing recording artist, you know, because I write my own music, I record, and I also perform. So in three of those, regardless of what the genre is and what the music comes about, I'm the African girl that's singing it. So I think that is the focus for me, being able to represent Africa wherever it is I go, with the little African elements that I put into whatever foreign genre that I decide to mix the sound with. Because I was never an Afrobeat artist. The first music I started dropping was jazz.
It was jazz.
Yes. I started dropping, like, African jazz music for everybody to say I'm singing too much and doing this and doing that, you know, for it to become the cool thing. And then it's like, oh, okay, we like it now, right? So we can fuse. But I think fusing the different sounds was a little bit difficult for everybody in the beginning, until Afrofusion became part of it, or like became accepted in the fact that you're not just doing the Afrobeat, but you're also mending and blending it with so many different things. Like, I was brought up with music from Aretha Franklin. You feel me? Like, I'm listening to, like, Etta James. Like, I'm listening to, like,
Anita Baker.
Like, it was so deep for me with the music that I grew up with, mixed with, like, American hip-hop, American R&B, you know, the Whitney, Mariah, you know, Janet Jackson, you know, going into it with, like, all the R&B vices and, like, the voices.
Yeah.
Because I was brought up and trained as a singer.
As a singer.
So in the sense where you cannot sing vibes.
Whitney Houston is not singing vibes.
Yes.
Yeah, so Anita, Yul Baker, Aretha Franklin, you know, these people are vocalists.
You cannot sing vibes. And as a vocalist, it's very tough for you to take yourself out of that place and find a place where you can still be very vocal and but still very vibey.
To be able to do lamba.
You know, that's it. You have to mix the lamba with the soul, you know. So maybe I'm a lamba soul artist. Yeah. Yes, but I think the beauty of music in all its fundamentals is that it's meandable. It's so bendable. It's a bendable craft. It's a bendable art to the extent where we have the chance to mix our music with any type of music in the whole world, and it will still fuse so well because African music is the base of every sound. All music. Regardless of whatever is in there, even if it's jazz, even if it's soul music, you will hear some drums, some kicks somewhere, and the fusion is the power. You know, it's just about different companies coming together to make MTN.
Collaboration.
Yes. And I believe that that is the power that we have, and we should definitely feed into it, accept it, and then, you know, grow it to a certain point where you can't take the Africa out of anything.
So you—that means you understand how your brother Wizkid feels, then.
I do understand what Wiz was saying. Definitely, you know, I think he just expresses himself in a different way, because I think his fans love it when he does that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, he just triggers them a bit, and then it's like everybody's on the timeline going crazy, and then you drop the album. You understand?
Drop the
yes,
album.
And then everybody's quiet, and it's like, bro, it's so good. It's like. It's so good, you know. It's like you're there, and it's like,
You want to hate, but you can't.
He dissed us, but I love him, you know. It's like, yeah. And I feel like every artist has a way of communicating,
facts.
You know. All the top artists, everybody, even me, I be on my cheekiness sometimes. But then, in the end, we all know it's all love, and regardless of how we say it, we love our fans and we do the music for them because they're the ones that are listening. The streamers are the ones that are listening. It's everybody else that's all around the world that feels a need to have African music on their playlist. Mm. And that is what we've been able to do. So the question is, what are we doing with what we've done now? You know, what is the message now? For every African artist, what is the message that you are particularly sharing in yourself, sharing with the world through your music. Yes. And then it comes to the lyrics.
This is where the real people, where this is where you sort out the sheep from the shaft.
Yes. So I think with the lyrics and everything, that will now show what kind of artist you are, what your message is, and what power of yours are you sharing with everybody that's out there. And for everybody's journey, I believe is a beautiful thing. We have so many beautiful artists, Amaray, Thames, you know, Tyler, you know, artists from Ghana, Baba J, female artists that are very amazing vocalists that are partitioning, like Rhea Boss, like partitioning their own lane to be able to be magnificent in that space, to draw attention to themselves individually for their music to be loved so much that it's not put in a box. It's allowed to be fluent. It's allowed to be fluid. Yes. And African music is fluid.
You know, when Wiz was talking specifically about, you know, the identifying aspect of things, and people called me, one of the things I said and I've learned to say in recent times, and I've kind of understood whilst growing up as well, is that, you know, you can't speak for people's experiences, individual experiences.
You were not there.
Exactly.
Nah, so I wanted not shooting with us in the gym.
Exactly.
You was not there.
So I want to ask you, as a creative,
yeah,
what does it feel like when you're, your art is being boxed? What's that feeling like?
You're the only one that can box the art. Nobody can box your art.
You tell them where to put it.
Yes, that's what Burna does. That's what Wiz does. That's what David does. Let's say that's what Tiwa does. You cannot box Tiwa. What? No. Do you understand? Because she, in her own self and right, will choose at a certain point that I'm going to make some R&B and that's what I'm going to do. And then she'll be like, I'm going to do the Afrobeat and that's what's going to be.
Yeah, she just dropped a trap record, boom. A drill record.
And then she said, I'm going to rap and that's
what's
going to be.
And you're going to
take
it.
So for every artist out there, I'm just letting you know, look at your favorites and see how they take control of the sound and how it's developing. And then look at yourself and be like, how do I grow my sound? What is my sound going to become? Because maybe you're the one that's going to make the Afro house music that is going to be banging. But we need to experiment. We need to go out of the box. We need to go and go see what else we can do apart from the Lamba. Because I believe that we can all do so much more, you understand? And it doesn't mean that you are boxing yourself. It means that you are opening the box to put another box inside.
Mm.
So that it's a box in a box that you know that you can put another box in.
Mm.
And then all the three boxes can fit join into together. A bigger box. Look at us. We are boxing.
Mm.
You know? And it's like making soup.
Ingredients.
You gotta make, you can't do it without pepper, right? But you also need tomatoes. And then there's always Maggi, right? There's always that one thing that puts it together. That's why an artist will need a producer, an engineer, a voice coach.
Sometimes a writer.
A writer, you understand?
A&R.
A&R. There's so many things that come together. Now, if these people were not needed, they wouldn't have been there and have been established as elements of the sound or elements of the things that you need to make the sound as beautiful as it is. On my new EP, I experiment a lot. With No More Tears, I experiment a lot with like hip-hop sounds mixed with like Afrobeat sounds mixed with deep R&B where I'm singing.
Yeah.
Where I'm singing. And then it's like, still, if you can
and
find...
And you got gospel in there as well.
And then there's a gospel, you know? So it's that all of those things that we do is to let everybody know that there is no limitations to what our sound can become, regardless of the fact that it is Afrobeat that got us here. But there is so much more to Afrobeat.
I like that.
And I feel like the acceptance of that is going to help everybody grow in such a beautiful way.
I like that.
Without the hesitations and the back talk and everything else.
I think some of the people feel like, oh man, it's like we're abandoning the culture now. Like people are starting to feel like that. But the way you describe it is one where I've heard someone say it before as well, years ago, where it's like a whole truck touches the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, broke the door with Afrobeats.
Yeah.
And now we're going to show you some Kwaito. We're going to show you some Afropop. Yes. We're going to show you some Afro house.
Any original artist who is well-developed would never succumb to being in one genre.
But Beyoncé says she's an R&B artist, even though she can make country music, even though she makes house. But Beyoncé is R&B.
If she says that about herself, then let's leave that to her.
I would call myself
a soul artist, right?
Facts. We shouldn't define you. No. You have to define.
I'm doing it for myself. Listen to the music and let it impact you the way you would let somebody else from America. We all love Summer Walker. We love SZA.
Yeah.
Right? The girls in Ghana that make music like SZA.
Yeah.
Right? But they feel like they gotta make Afrobeat to be noticed. Right? So if we give more attention to all the different kind of like parts of it, we would
discover... It allows all those other
everybody
incredible...
else gets to have a piece of it.
I'm with you.
And not feel discriminated.
I'm with you.
You get me? Because I believe that there's so much more we can do. And I'm experimenting as much as I can because I want to develop my talent. I want to develop my artistry and expand it to the highest level. So I will always be an artist first off, you know? And I will always be an African first off.
Facts.
So in the end, we're all African artists, right?
Yep, we are. Yeah, at least for now, you know.
People gonna take the African from and you know
you never know you know again
I
like
think
I
people
said,
would want to take the Afrobeat Afrobeat artist but I don't think anybody's gonna say they're not an African artist.
I think what? That's a well
I do I don't even feel pound chrono
but
what did I say
but the thing is
we will always come from where we came from
exactly but the thing is like I said you don't know people's experiences. You don't know when they walk into rooms, what kind of blockages they have to face
because
of the labels that they carry.
I
think you guys, at the level that you guys are,
we've worked hard enough to allow to explore.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think, you know.
Earn the right.
Yes.
You know, when you were talking about experimenting and still trying to develop your talent, I'm thinking, this is Effia. This is a queen of the culture. This is somebody who has definitely played at the top of the food chain for a minimum of a decade strong.
Yeah.
Dropping hits, touring the world, performing, collaborating with some of the greatest musicians that come out of the continent. But you're still humble enough to say, I'm looking to even learn more.
Yeah.
Speak to the humility that creatives need to have to be able to expand their horizon.
You can't really force anybody to be humble, you know? What it is you got to realize it yourself, what allowing yourself to develop will bring to you. You have to know it yourself. Hmm. I can't be the one to tell you. So if you're a vocalist and you don't do voice training.
Talk about that.
You go here. How do you expect to know what your pitch is? You don't know which octave you can hit. You don't know if you can blend vocals, you know? You just know you can sing, though. But there's levels, which is the thing. With everything, there's levels.
Yeah.
There's so many levels that you will be amazed. The girls, the women, that sing the highest pitch of opera, right? You got to rehearse 3 times in a week. And some of these women have been singing for 20 years plus, older than me, before me, I came. And I know some of them that still rehearse at least twice a week. Because there's nothing like artist development, right? Now, because we have like TikTok, you know, you hit on TikTok, then you flow, and then you go in, and then you go, you're playing the shows, you're doing this, you're doing all of that. So sometimes we forget to develop
the artist.
So we have the same sound going on and on, and so they don't develop. But if everybody would give themselves a chance to develop, learn something about the craft that you are creating to an extent where you know that you are advancing personally, right? Yeah. I read my music. I write it too.
Wow.
So in between all of that, I'm next to a keyboard. I could play the piano. You understand? Now, all of these things, Temps plays guitar.
Oh, she produces.
She's amazing. Yeah. Like, yeah, Amma Ray. She also produces. There's a lot of the female artists and some of the male artists too that are taking advanced music class.
Yes.
Just
to
so
understand
we are,
the field
yes,
that you're in.
Because you know, we all came from hits.
Yeah.
So it's like.
And once you have hit records as an African, sometimes it's difficult to learn.
Yes. But regardless of that, refuse to let your mind tell you that you are there already.
Mm.
You know, allow your mind to know that there's a capability of learning every day. Apart from life situations
that would affect everybody.
You know, everybody's learning their lessons as we go. Every day I'm on learning and relearning and like noticing and realizing what it is that you need to do in your life to make yourself the artist that you know that you want to be. You know, some of us want to be like Michael Jackson. And if we want to do that, that means we have to be rehearsing 5 times a week. Dance.
Hours.
Vocals. Pitch, all those things, they are part of it, and I want to be that good. So maybe even when I still get there, I'm still going to be learning.
Facts.
Yes. So I think artist development is something that we have to really, really think about amongst ourselves, because the thing is, we can do it for ourselves. Because if we when you go to camp, right?
Yeah.
You go to camp, that's a form of artist development. You meet so many
different energies.
Yes. And it's like, oh, okay, these guys are mixing trap and like folk music. Wow, that's mad. How are they doing it? You go sit there, you watch them, you listen, and then you learn different vibes that you can put into your music that will now make it more special. So it's like when we hear it, we're like, oh, it's our guy, but like he's
different.
It's giving, you know. And I feel like we can all do it and make our sound much more special than it is right now, regardless of the impact that we're making, which is awesome. Like, it's so awesome. If you told us like 10 years ago that we'll be running the game, a lot of us wouldn't believe it because, you know, it was just vibes and inshallah.
Vibes, inshallah, and lumber.
And lumber. And, you know, you gotta have the lumber. And, you know, for anybody else that I know that is also trying to develop in their own way, we have the DJs that is coming incredible. Up. Yeah. You know, we have amazing DJs right now that are becoming artists in their own right.
Facts.
And that's so beautiful. That is a form of development that we have attained.
Yes.
You know, because our producers didn't feel that confident. The producers used to be in the background.
Yes.
Learn something.
Facts.
Yes. And they're willing to teach.
Now they understand their own influencers that are adding more value than just producing.
So for all of those things, knowing that these developments are like attainable should just give us more vim and energy to know that there's such a bigger picture ahead of us. And you know, truly, regardless, I know everybody's got their clique, everybody's got their gang, but unity is the only way that we will make it through.
Talk that talk.
Yeah, so.
We need to go together.
We have to go together.
You dropped the EP last year.
Yes.
You're basically on the road now. Mm-hmm. You've been to the UK, touched some cities. Mm-hmm. You've touched some cities in America. You're going back to now, before we started talking, I said, now it's time for more music.
Yes, it is time for more music. So we're just, you know, doing promo for No More Tears now. Amazing. It's just 4 songs. Everybody's loving it, you know, so we're trying to push it as much as possible as an independent artist. You know, it's not easy, but it's very possible.
Absolutely.
So we are taking the long route, which is exciting and fun. All the better for the documentary to be thicker.
Facts.
Yes, you know, so yes, so we can tell the story in our own way and be able to encourage and inspire
other
so
people
many
to do
people.
It by themselves.
The aim is to live and to inspire, for somebody to see your hard work and let it push them to work harder, to be able to attain even if half of the glory that you have been able to attain for their time, for their mom to just say, oh, I'm so proud of you.
That's big, man. That's so now you're an independent artist completely. You're not signed to any labels. You just want to go that route.
At
least for now.
It's very complicated with the negotiations.
I know.
Like I said, you would know some of the details.
Oh my God.
You would know some of the details. So we do want the best option for us. So we would not rush into anything. We've had a lot of offers, but it's like, let's see how well we do on our own.
First. Yes. And then we can come back
solidify
to the table.
Solidify ourselves. We know we have our feet in the ground, so that whatever comes is coming to add up to us. It's not coming to use us. It's not coming to tell us what to do. It's coming to add up to what we have grown and flourish the tree so that we can grow other trees.
Absolutely.
Yes. I think that should be the aim.
And then after that will be when more music will come, isn't it? This whole No More Tears run.
Yeah, after No More Tears, we're going to drop another EP.
Okay.
Yes. So we do the No More Tears probably in the summer.
Yeah.
We'll drop another EP with some summer vibes.
Vibes.
Yes.
Definitely some lamba in there.
Yes, so that, you know, we can come and then do the summer shows. Yeah, because I'd love to be here in the summer.
Facts.
Definitely. Because I always keep coming when it's cold. He's like, you know, but you know, I stay warm as a dragon.
Yeah, you know.
You know. So the excitement for me more is the collaborations that I'm working on now.
That's what I wanted to ask. Like, come on, I mentioned there's some of the biggest records within our culture has had Effia vocals on them.
Yeah.
You know, Wiz, with Mr. Easy.
I just got on Flavors. Flavor's album, and we did this amazing love song, and he's one of my favorite artists.
He's one of the now talk about individuality. That's a man who knows his lane and his position within the culture.
I love working with artists that get me so much. And go check out that song. It's called Fall in Love. It's on his thing. It's on his album. Yes, I think we're shooting a video for it.
So. That's amazing.
So yeah, shout out to Flavor. Yes, I was very excited when he called me that he wanted me to be on his album. You know, because I love working with musicians that are musicians.
Yeah. he's a proper musician. Proper musician. Yes. Who, what about the young guns? Whether from Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, which names does Effia listen to or interest you that you're like, maybe?
I have some amazing daughters that, you know, that are killing it right now. And I'm so proud of them. Baba J is one of them. Mm. She sings in one of our native languages. Wow. I mean, she mixes it with like English and Ghana. Mm. So it's very, very authentic, you know, and original. And Amore has always been special, you know, with her fluidity, you know,
sound.
And source and sound. There's so many of them.
Good. I love the fact that all through this interview, when you've mentioned names, you've mentioned number one, female artists.
Oh, yes.
And number two, when I asked you about the young guns that you're listening to, not only did you mention female artists, you mentioned Ghanaian artists.
Yeah.
Brings me to the question in December where there was the conversation about Play Ghana, where some people got that misconstrued some people thought it was a situation where you know you're not going to be supporting other people it just means like think of Ghana music first and stuff. I think I understood what that was, but what were your thoughts about that whole conversation?
I think we were just trying to monopolize a little bit, you know, because a lot of people are coming into the town and we would just like for them to take away some Ghanaian vibes with them also.
If I'm going to Ghana, I want to hear Ghanaian music.
Yes, I think that was the notion. That was the point of it. Just as like, if you guys are coming to Ghana, here's some Ghanaian music for you.
Facts,
you
know, for your playlist.
Regardless of the fact that it is
melting pot.
Very, very, you know, but it was not to come at anybody in any way whatsoever. It's basically us putting ourselves ourselves on.
Yeah.
Us, the artist, saying, hey, we have music.
Facts.
Come listen to it. And it's like, there's nothing to shy about that.
Facts.
I'm one artist that, bro, if I gotta go out and be handing my CDs out, I'll do it. Because everybody is different in how they approach receiving music.
Yeah.
So there's so many different ways to do it. And now there's PR people that will do strategies for you. You know the kind of videos to post. You know the kind of content to post.
Yep.
So that you're appealing not just to one group of people, but to a mass group of people. So the mathematics, you know, was just, you know, just trying to align the Ghanaian music so that it can have its
own place.
It can
also benefit
also
from the tourism
that's
happening
to Ghana.
I get it.
Because so much is happening with Ghana, and we do believe that the music is a beautiful part of it, and we should make it one of the top things.
Facts.
So I think that was what that was. But shout out to everybody that was on that. You know, Nana came through for the gang.
Facts.
Yeah, so, and we support it totally because, you know, Ghanaians are so loving because it's like,
we love
everybody else's music. You know, so we would love everybody else to love our music too, especially ourselves.
Listen, Effia, I know you know you took time out to come here today. You've been around. I've seen you at the BBC. I've seen you go talk to other broadcasters.
Yeah.
You're doing the work that a lot of people in your position might not have seen as necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I want to first of all applaud you for that.
Thank you.
I want to applaud you for taking your art, your business so seriously.
Thank you.
That you reach out to everybody individually, even though PR is there.
Yeah.
You still break those lines to say, I've got relationships with these people. Let me touch my brothers and sisters before you go. And third of all, I want to applaud you for also, you know, stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
The way we know if you had to step out.
Yeah.
When I saw you walk on the stage at Rolling Coco,
mm-hmm.
that was the Effia that I see on stage. That's the Effia that claims our position.
Big Dragon Energy.
The outfit was crazy too. Yeah. I see the outfit.
So that outfit, that outfit is a traditional outfit
from
my country, from the Northern people.
Oh, wow.
I am a mixture of Ashanti and Northern.
Mm, power.
Yeah, my dad is a Northerner and my mom is an Ashanti from the royal family. So I wanted to mix it up. So I wore some cowries to represent and then I wore the smock and then I gave them, you know, the shiny boots because fashionista.
Come on.
You feel
stop
me?
Stop playing.
I want girls, man. I want bodies, you know.
Nah, man. Yeah, it was crazy.
My stylist really came through for that. Mm. Yeah. So, and Rolling Coco was exciting. It's the beginning of a very exciting journey for Ghanaian music. And I'm so grateful to Duke, especially for bringing us out. And
talk about
it,
that.
And making it known that we also do have amazing talents to offer. Mm. And, you know, just put the spotlight on us a little bit.
Mm.
Yes. And we will show that we do know how to rock the show.
Like, I went to a Ghanaian independence celebration here in London. My brother Kwame was on the stage. Get well soon, my brother Kwame. And I know what it feels like when I'm in a Ghanaian independence
mm-hmm.
party.
Mm-hmm.
That's why whenever I'm invited to one, no matter how far away it is, I go.
Yeah.
Because it's a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
That it's actually probably the only African party that I know that everybody in there can sing the new songs and the old songs.
Yes, yes. That's a good fusion of the old and
it's
new
crazy.
When it comes to Ghanaian music. You know, and that goes for like even like, you know, it's like it's beautiful with us because our culture teaches us not to forget where we came from. You know, that is why, you know, most of the new artists like Jackie, she mixes the tree with the English. And, you know, her dad is like an old-time
musician.
So you can feel the vibe
sauce.
Of the culture in it. So, you know, what's his name? Something Boy.
Kelvin Boy.
Yes, Kelvin Boy, the mixture, Mr. Drew.
Mm.
Just it's such a great mixture of our culture and our sound. And I'm so grateful that everybody is, you know, creating and crafting their own lane for themselves so that they're not pressured by what it is that they feel like they need to be exhibiting.
Yeah.
So that regardless of wherever you go, you will always be a Ghanaian artist.
I love
and
that.
They will feel it from you.
I love that.
Yeah, so shout outs to everybody that's out there, all the Ghanaian artists that's pushing. I love you guys. I support you guys as always. And whatever it is, bro, let's keep pushing. Let's keep going. We got something special. Everybody knows it.
Facts.
Yes, but, you know, consistency, hard work, and yes, we will definitely be there very soon. Very soon. It's coming.
Absolutely.
It's coming, yeah.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, in the building and on YouTube is the queen, Effia!
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, guys, what's up? My name is EFYA, and I just came here to come see my brother Adesope. Amazing soul, amazing soul. Ever since I met him, it's been almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's been beautiful. I want to say a big thank you to you also for being such... You are strong,
my sister.
You
know,
you work, you have to check me. May God strengthen
Amen.
You.
Amen.
May God solidify
Amen.
You. May He follow you
Amen.
And go ahead of you
Amen.
With grace.
Amen.
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 Amen. So I just dropped a new EP. It's called No More Tears. If you haven't heard it, it's out on all platforms. Please go listen and stream. Thank you.
Stream now.
Stream it.
Nah, man, I appreciate it, sis.
The Afrobeats Podcast. Right.